Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today, we'll have more on screening tests used at your primary care clinic or office. These can be extremely helpful in finding problem areas in one's health life that could stand to be attended to. Yes, there's controversy with some of them, namely both the common PSA test for prostate cancer and mammograms for detecting breast cancer have come under question in recent years. Putting these aside for now, other tests can point to issues we could address, hopefully with lifestyle adjustments. Take blood pressure. This does tend to go up as we age. But of course we shouldn't ignore these numbers if that's what's happening. While the primary provider can lower this with medications, often, as of course all will say, lifestyle changes like losing weight and exercise can also help substantially. Sometimes, though, thin people who already exercise can, believe it or not, also develop high blood pressure. And salt intake can, but is not usually involved here either. Recently, two such people I saw in my practice, and it turns out they actually responded to a vegetarian diet. Funny how we hear these words a lot, but in these people's cases, it meant mostly not eating any flesh protein, so no fish or chicken either. And no eggs and very little dairy. This is what it took for them. But here I realize we're getting into territory less and less people in our country of plenty would voluntarily go for. Blood pressure raised is a sign of future disease. But unless the problem is super imminent or very unpleasant and in the present, well, lifestyle changes can be a hard sell. Especially becoming, as in this case, essentially a vegan. On the bright side, I've also seen hibiscus tea drop blood pressure as well. So naturally, we'd start usually at a place like that rather than get too drastic if we can help it. Some of the numbers seen from the blood itself can also be useful, like fats and cholesterol in the blood. Ideally, if these were out of the healthy area, people would have an incentive to possibly get serious about exercising or maybe eating less. Or at least making healthier choices. These don't have to be terrible, as sometimes some simple changes can reap nice benefits. I've seen people cut out excess sugary foods and watch the weight come off. To be very mindful of not getting your calories from liquids, especially sodas and alcohol, can be great choices. Again, though, we do see people who are doing almost everything right and, well, the bad cholesterol is too high. A statin drug may be advised, and happily, I've seen natural medicine provide supplements that work also, especially red yeast rice. If you've gotten a colonoscopy and they detected precancerous changes like polyps, this could also be a wake-up call to make some changes, such as being careful how much and what kind of fat you're eating. Don't eat deep-fried foods or hydrogenated fats, for example. But fat found in seeds and nuts, as long as it's not processed, is a good choice. If you're a man and the doctor has found what could very well be a slow-growing cancer of your prostate and decide on a watchful waiting approach, you could adopt a more vegetarian diet, as reducing animal fat and all kinds of dairy has been shown to combat prostate cancer. So these folks should be the ones cutting the skin off chicken, for example. It does seem in all cases, increasing vegetables makes a lot of sense, especially cabbage family and broccoli, kale, and cauliflower. Even breast cancer now, if found as DCIS, or stage zero, is treated now with watchful waiting. Here, for women in this category, studies show things like avoiding alcohol, keeping your weight down, and getting exercise are where the focus can be to prevent full-blown breast cancer. As many as 1 in 5 women die with breast cancer and could fit into this category. And only recently has this watchful waiting approach been seen as a correct one. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.